It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate, of course, right around the UAE, and a very special focus on the Dubai property market. And we're available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon. And a Tuesday morning is with us, the 16th, yeah, halfway through April. Soon enough, May will be here, then June, then July, and we're really going to be carving through the year. Good morning to you, Tonya, in Athens in Greece, a South African living there. You tell me that you're listening to the Dubai Property Podcast and that you had a question for me. When I saw that, I thought, danger, 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 because I'm not the real estate expert. But after I read the question, I understood where you were coming from. And Tonya asked who she should listen to more, an economist making predictions or the real estate experts in the field who can embellish the market's desirabilities. Now, in some regards, I feel like you might have answered your own question, and that is a really interesting question to ask. In truth, Tonya, even economists have said to me that some of the time it is guesswork. And regarding what real estate agents say in the field, be very careful is what I would say in terms of where you get your information from. Your comment about embellishing the market's desirability is definitely, I would say, applicable to many real estate agents. And Mario is joining us right now. And Mario, you wouldn't embellish anything, would you, at the moment, particularly if you can't even embellish your own soccer team?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning to the listeners. Well, it's funny because I used to be on a radio show years back here in Dubai, and I was known as Dr. Boom, purely and simply because I was always talking the market up. And I was next to an economist, ironically, who was called Dr. Doom because he always used to talk the market down. So it's a good question from Tonya. And I would say that perhaps listen to both, but your point about where you get your information from is very, very important. Of course, real estate agents have perhaps their ear to the ground a bit closer than the economists. And you're right, sometimes it is guesswork. But real estate agents can tell you what's happening on a day-to-day basis. And as long as the person isn't too optimistic by pushing his own or her own agenda, then I would say listen to both, but make sure you do understand who the person is and exactly their history and their experience, and if they're able to actually offer these kind of comments.
Actually, I can share with you, Tonya, this has happened a couple of times and these agents are going to cringe, but I'm not going to name them. We've actually had a couple of agents on the podcast because one of the things that I like to do is say, you know, what is happening as far as you're concerned? You know, give me a couple of questions that I can ask you that are specific to the market. And we've had a couple of agents said, oh, well, ask me why I am the number one Dubai property agent in the marketplace. And of course, I've said, no, I'm not going to ask that. So, you know, that's the sort of thing you've got to be very careful of, Mario. It's something that we don't, of course, promote.
No, absolutely. And listen, most agents, if they are doing quite well, will obviously think that they're the best in the marketplace. As it is, there isn't necessarily a ranking system by the land department here. The land department does give you gradings as to the style and level of which broker you are. And the property portals also do that by creating entities called super agents. By this, I mean that their adverts are good quality, well-written, real, you know, and people actually answer their phones and are able to give the service that most people want. So that's how we judge the number one, if you like, agent. But everybody will say they're the number one.
Yeah, and I know that we have received over the last 12 months, maybe even longer than that, some of these emails that have come through and said, look, thank you so much for the information. Nobody is chest beating or trying to sell me anything. You're just giving me the information that I need to hear. And that sort of goes all the way back to even Lillian, because I know that Lillian said exactly that. She said when she wanted to get the information, there were all these other podcasts that were kind of chest beating and trying to sell her something, and she said she didn't want to hear that.
Well, that's the beauty of the Dubai Property Podcast. I mean, you've always set it out to be this sort of independent, informative podcast that people can tune in. You know, you can listen to it in the car. It's brief in that respect. It doesn't drone on and on and on. So I think all credit to you.
All right, well, we should kick into today. Oh, I just want to mention before we get to today's podcast, this is a significant problem in the US, and as far as I know, it doesn't exist here. Imagine, you know, it's quite difficult in many regards for people buying different property assets in terms of different classes. A significant contributor to the housing crunch in America is Wall Street's increasing influence in the real estate market. This is what is happening there. Since the 2008 financial crisis, Wall Street has capitalized on foreclosed homes, driving up prices and profiting from the rental market. Hedge funds and other investment groups now own a substantial portion of single-family homes, often in diverse neighborhoods, turning them into rentals. And the Democrats have proposed legislations to restrict hedge funds from buying single-family homes. Imagine if that was in Dubai, Mario. That'd be a major problem. But as I say, as far as I know, that does not exist here.
Correct. We do have institutional investors who, rather than buying up individual units or villas, they tend to go for full buildings or several floors in buildings that could be then rented out, but they don't go for individual units like that. So at the moment, we don't have that issue here in Dubai.
All right. So I want to talk about just the diversification and getting away from the oil in the UAE, because Dubai, if you have a look at just how many new hotels are coming this year, there is a number of them. So do you have a sense of just how many are coming?
Yeah, well, according to Trade Arabia, 31 new hotels will be opening in Dubai, giving an extra 8,600 hotel rooms, and about 3,000 of those will be in the luxury hotel segment.
What about last year, to give us some sort of a context, how many hotels and particularly rooms were added?
Yeah, well, last year saw approximately 16 new hotels opening up, which added approximately 3,200 new rooms. And this is also the estimate for 2025 as well. This year, the number of new hotel rooms is expected to be more than 2023 and 2025 combined.
Yeah, and if you're coming to Dubai, if you're coming here to sort of have a bit of a look-see with regard to checking out the market, then maybe flying back, or if you're coming here to stay for a few weeks before you go on to a rental, let us know if you are actually staying in hotels, because it's a valid point, because how is the hotel occupancy rate holding up, Mario, at the moment?
Well, it's holding up very well, actually. If we look at the UAE as a whole, I can tell you that last year saw a decent increase in occupancy rate right across the other Emirates too. And unsurprisingly, because we've spoken about this for quite often on the podcast, Ras Al Khaimah came out on top with a 20% increase compared to the year before. The next one is Fujairah, which was on 19%. Sharjah was up by 9%, Abu Dhabi 7%, and Ajman 5%.
Okay. And in terms of the tourist numbers, do you have that information on your fingertips?
Yeah, I have numbers from 2022 and for last year as well. Unsurprisingly, tourists were up 97% in 2022 compared to 2021, obviously over the back end of the pandemic. That was represented by 14.4 million people. Last year, visitor numbers were up a further 19.4%, which was 17 million tourists. The UAE is looking to get 40 million annual hotel guests by 2031. That's the target set in 2022 when the UAE approved the National Tourism Development Strategy. Now, that's a lot of people who will want to be entertained, fed, watered, and so will undoubtedly spend a lot of money doing so, adding to the non-oil economy, just as Dubai is planning.
Yeah, well, you can see the reason behind it, and that is definitely good news to hear about the influx of visitors and tourists boosting their spend in Dubai and the UAE, of course, during these holiday stays. However, has the trend, the numbers are really interesting with this, has the trend led to any of these visitors choosing to make Dubai their permanent residence in the long term? That's the $6 million question.
Well, I believe that tourism is one of the main source of population growth, Craig. I mean, people visit Dubai for all sorts of reasons, obviously holiday, perhaps on business or visiting friends and family, and many love what they see. So undoubtedly, the population is bound to increase.
And do you have those numbers, though, Mario, to back that up?
Well, I do. According to the Dubai Statistics Center, from January to March 2024, so this first quarter, Dubai's population grew by 25,776 people. That's 313 people more than the same period last year.
Okay. And what was the total increase in population last year? And do you know where that stands today?
Yeah. So in 2023, the population grew by more than 100,000. So keeping up with approximately 25,000 people each quarter. Now, I understand these increases are given as an influx of foreign specialists and investors. But at present, the Dubai population stands at 3,680,785. It's growing nicely, Craig.
Okay, so that's all good numbers to know. Now, the Saturday morning property market update, Mario. What do you think about this if we throw a position open to one of the listeners to join us? In other words, if they want to have their say on the Saturday morning property market update, all they've got to do is just email us. The beautiful thing is, as we know, they can be anywhere in the world, and we'll make them part of the panel on a Saturday morning.
I don't see why not. Diversification is very important. We talked about at the beginning of the show that what makes the podcast interesting is how individual it is. I don't know of any other podcast that has actually invited or will invite members of the public to air their views or thoughts. So why not? I think it would be perfect, especially if people are considering coming to Dubai. They'll probably have live questions or be able to give their own take, just like Lillian did, I guess. She started out as a listener and then joined the Dubai lifestyle as a real estate agent. They don't have to become real estate agents, yeah, obviously, but it will be good to hear people's differing views and thoughts. Absolutely.
Yeah, Lillian's a real sort of standout for us because we turned her from a listener into a real estate agent into working for you, Mario, or with you.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget, we also turned her from a practicing architect into a new career as well, from designing these buildings and villas and things to actually going ahead and selling them. So it was a transformation for her and she's flourishing.
And she was very brave. Now, whilst we throw the carrot open, you know, somebody's got to be brave to say, yeah, I'd love to come onto the show. And by the way, you cannot be a real estate agent. You have to be just somebody that is very curious about the Dubai property market. Then get in touch. And the email address, you should know it. It is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. And somebody can be asking questions alongside you, Mario.
Yeah, that'll be good. Hopefully they won't throw me any googlies, as they say in cricketing terms.
Oh, you got to watch the googlies for sure. All right. So we'll leave it there. Enjoy your Tuesday. And talking of the Saturday morning property market update, we will talk then on Saturday.
I look forward to it, Craig. Have a great week. Thank you.
We dive deep into topics like buying, selling, investing, and maximizing your property's value. From mortgage advice to the latest property data and trending numbers, your real estate journey starts here.
So we're up 19.3% in overall sales in quarter one 2023. And honestly, there is no sign that this is slowing down. And you mentioned the off-plan is still exceeding the secondary market sales, which again is attributed towards increased confidence in the market. And we're also now seeing developers launch a new project every 19 hours, if you can believe that, to keep up with demand. And then just lastly, you mentioned affordable properties taking up a large market share. So 30% of all properties sold in Q1 was actually under a million dirhams, and 80% of them were under 3 million dirhams mark. So yes, this does make the demand for affordable investment opportunities just exploding on the market. And I think we're going to have quite an exciting year.
Stay updated in the UAE real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property. The Dubai Property Podcast.